Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We have a really fascinating strategic simulation for you today.
Oh, I like these.
We're going to be looking at a problem that I think haunts every single digital platform manager at some point. It's what we call the inventory paradox.
The inventory paradox. Okay, that sounds like a Robert Ludlum novel.
It feels like a thriller if you're the one trying to solve it. I mean, here's the setup. Yeah. Imagine you have a marketplace, you have an incredible service, but your inventory, it isn't just one product.
Right.
It's thousands of tiny, specific niches. The paradox is, how do you market to all of those thousands of niches without, you know, bankrupting your company?
Usually the answer is, you don't.
Yeah.
You can't. You pick the top 10%, the best sellers, and you pretend the rest doesn't exist.
Right. Exactly. You ignore the long tail.
Mm.
But today, we're going to challenge that assumption. We are taking two very different companies from our source material and kind of smashing them together.
To see what happens.
Yeah, to see if new technology has finally solved this paradox.
Mm. I love these what-if scenarios. It's like fantasy football, but for time strategy. Who are the players?
Okay, so in the blue corner, we have Code Mentor. It's a massive knowledge marketplace.
I've heard of them.
They connect users with expert developers for one-on-one live help. We're talking about finding someone to help you fix a bug in Python or tutor you on blockchain architecture or even review your code in C++ hell.
Okay, so it's a high trust, very human-centric service. It all relies on specific niche expertise.
And in the red corner, we have Auto Content API. The source material describes this as an industrial engine for content creation.
An industrial engine.
It's a tool that automates the transformation of text and data into podcasts, videos, articles, yeah. The whole nine yards.
And I want to be clear right off the bat, because I know what everyone is thinking.
Go on.
This isn't just about using ChatGPT to write some generic blog post.
No, absolutely not. The sources are very specific here. We are talking about programmatic multimedia. So our mission today is to explore how Code Mentor could hypothetically deploy this auto content API to completely dominate their search rankings and really solve that content saturation problem.
The promise here is massive. It's about moving from content as a creative project.
Which is slow and expensive and a huge pain to manage.
Exactly. To content as a data transformation task.
And the sources claim this shift can reduce production costs by over 99%.
That is a staggering number. Usually when I see 99% reduction, I assume it's just marketing fluff.
Me too.
But looking at the mechanics here, it might actually hold up.
Well, let's start with the scale of the problem, because I don't think people realize how big Code Mentor actually is. I was digging through their sitemap to prep for this, and it's overwhelming in a good way.
It's not just coding tutors, is it?
Not even close. They have the big ones, obviously, Java, Python, C#. But then you go a layer deeper to frameworks, React, Vue, Django, Laravel.
The standard stuff.
Then specialized fields, DevOps, SEO, machine learning, and then, and this is where it gets crazy, they have listings for things like 3JS and Verilog.
Verilog? Wow.
Yeah.
That is a hardware description language. That is niche. You use that for designing computer chips.
Extremely niche. And here is the bottleneck. If you are the chief marketing officer of Code Mentor, you want to rank number one on Google for best Verilog tutor.
Of course.
But in the traditional manual creation model, how do you justify that?
You can't. The unit economics don't work.
Yeah.
To make a high quality piece of content manually, let's say you want to make a podcast episode interviewing a Verilog expert.
To prove you have the best talent.
Right. You're looking at scheduling, recording, editing, mixing, hosting. The source material pegs that at anywhere from $150 to $500 per episode.
And a decent video trailer is another $50 to $300.
Right. So if you spend $500 to market the Verilog category, you might never make that money back. The search volume is so low.
Maybe 20 people a month search for that.
You'd burn your entire budget before you even get through the letter C in your catalog.
So the long tail of their inventory, the hundreds of smaller languages and frameworks, just gets ignored. They stay invisible to search engines.
Exactly. And that leaves the door wide open for competitors. This is where the Auto Content API changes the fundamental architecture of the problem. It's not just a tool, it's infrastructure.
It's a different way of thinking.
It allows for what the sources call hyperscalability.
Hyperscalability. Okay, that sounds like a buzzword a consultant would charge you 10 grand to say. What does it actually mean in practice?
It means decoupling the idea from the execution. Instead of a human needing to touch every single asset, you set up a system.
And that's where the cost savings come in.
The sources claim this reduces the unit production cost from hundreds of dollars to literally cents.
I have the numbers here. It says a generated podcast episode via the API costs between 10 euro cents and 2 euros.
2 euros.
Yeah, depending on length and the quality of voices used.
Think about that delta, from $500 to, let's say, 50 cents. That's a 1,000x reduction.
So applying this to our simulation, Code Mentor could theoretically produce a dedicated podcast episode, a video trailer, and a deep dive guide.
For what? All of them?
For every single programming language on their platform, simultaneously.
They stop picking winners. They just cover the entire board. It's the difference between a sniper rifle and, I don't know, flooding the entire zone.
That brings us to the execution strategy. The sources talk a lot about programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
PSEO is a powerful strategy, but we have to be careful here. It walks a very fine line.
It has a bad reputation, right?
Yeah.
I usually associate programmatic SEO with those spammy sites that have thousands of pages like Best Plumber in Austin, Best Plumber in Dallas.
Best Plumber in Seattle.
And the text is identical except for the city name.
Exactly. Google hates that. They call it thin content.
Mm-hmm.
If your page for Hire Swift Experts looks exactly like your page for Hire Ruby Experts, yeah, with just the noun swapped, Google's algorithm is smart enough to see that.
And they penalize you for it.
They will de-index you. They'll basically erase you from the search results.
So how does an automation API solve that? If we are automating thousands of pages, isn't it just generating more spam but faster?
That's the crucial nuance the source material highlights.
Yeah.
The auto content API isn't just swapping keywords. It has an endpoint called deep research.
Deep research. Okay, that implies it's actually doing some homework.
It is. It uses autonomous agents powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI to actually browse the live web.
So what does that look like?
If CodeMeter triggers a page update for Swift, the API goes out, reads the latest Swift documentation, looks at recent forum discussions on Stack Overflow, and generates a unique 500-word guide on why you should learn Swift in 2025.
So the content is actually distinct. It's specific to the topic, not just a template.
Correct. But text is just table stakes these days. You can have great text and still not rank. The real differentiator here, and this is the aha moment for me, is the multimedia fix.
Walk me through that. How does multimedia help your ranking?
Okay, so imagine you are a user. You search for Hire Swift Expert, and you land on a CodeMeter page. If it's just a wall of text and list of profiles, you might scan it for 10 seconds and leave.
Your bounce rate goes up, and your rankings go down because Google thinks the page is useless.
Right. But now apply the API simulation. CodeMeter can auto-generate an audio overview. It's like a mini podcast, maybe 3 minutes long, discussing the pros and cons of Swift versus Objective-C.
And the source material mentioned vertical video is part of the stack, too.
Yes, a 60-second top tips for Swift developers video with an AI avatar and subtitles.
So now I land on the page, I see a video I can watch, I see a podcast I can listen to while I browse profiles.
And that skyrockets what we call dwell time. Google sees you staying on the page for 4 minutes instead of 10 seconds. That signals, hey, this page is actually valuable.
And that allows CodeMentor to capture that long-tail traffic. Even if only 50 people a month search for Verilog tutors, CodeMentor wins those 50 people.
Because they have the best, most engaging page on the internet for it. And because the content only costs, what, 2 euros to produce? They're profitable on that page almost immediately.
It effectively floodgates traffic by making every single landing page a media hub. That is wild. But that's all inbound, waiting for people to find you. What about outbound, the social media grind?
Ah, the short form imperative.
It sounds exhausting just saying it.
It is exhausting. The current algorithm on TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, It demands volume.
Yeah.
It doesn't care how good your video is if you only post once a month.
To grow today, you need to post 3 to 5 times a day.
I mean, how many human marketing teams can sustain 5 high-quality videos a day without burning out in a month?
It's impossible for most companies. It's a full-time job for a team of 5 editors and creators.
But in our simulation, CodeMentor leverages the API's Video Create Shorts endpoint.
Okay, so how does that workflow look? Because video is usually the hardest thing to automate.
Well, CodeMentor is sitting on a gold mine of data. They have thousands of successful mentorship sessions, blog posts, documentation. Let's say they have a popular blog post about debugging React hooks.
Great topic. Very practical.
They feed that URL or the script into the API. The API analyzes the key points, summarizes the steps to fix, and spits out a 9.16 vertical video.
And it has an avatar.
It features an AI avatar lip-syncing perfectly with auto-generated subtitles and B-roll.
And the cost?
According to the business plan, pricing in the source, about 400 credits. That's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus, what, $300 for a freelance editor to cut that?
At least. This is classic cost arbitrage. But the real power isn't just saving money. It's what I call creative testing at scale.
Explain that.
If a video costs you $300 to make, you have to guess right. You have to hope it goes viral. You have a meeting about the scripts. You stress over the thumbnail.
And you cross your finger.
But if a video costs 4 euros, you don't have to guess. You can generate 50 variations.
Different hooks, different avatars, different background music.
You throw them all onto TikTok and see what sticks. It turns marketing from an art form into a math problem. You run the data, see that avatar A with script B drove the most signups, and then you double down on that.
There's another video application here that I thought was really smart for a platform like Code Mentor, explainer videos.
Oh, right. The unsexy stuff. Onboarding.
It's unsexy, but it's critical. A new developer signs up to be a mentor. They need to know how to set up billing, how to schedule a session, how to sync their calendar.
And usually that involves reading some boring help center article that looks like it was written in 1995.
Which nobody reads. They just email support and say, I can't find the button.
Which costs money to answer. Every support ticket is a cost.
So with this, the API can scan those support pages and auto-generate 60-second video walkthroughs.
Here is exactly where to click to set up your payout.
You are effectively automating your customer success team.
And reducing friction. If a user is confused, they churn. If they watch a video and get it, they stay. It's simple retention mechanics.
I want to pivot to something that I found really interesting in the deep research section of the sources. They talk about real-time intelligence and this concept of newsjacking.
Newsjacking? It sounds aggressive, doesn't it?
It does, but it's so effective. It's the art of injecting your brand into a breaking news story.
But usually, by the time a brand approves a campaign, the news is old. Speed is the only thing that matters in newsjacking. If you're 24 hours late, you're invisible.
So how does the API handle this?
The Auto Content API connects to data feeds from X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit. It's constantly listening. It analyzes sentiment and spots trending topics in real time.
Okay, let's play this out for Code Mentor. Let's say a major security flaw is discovered in a popular Python library. That starts trending on Reddit immediately. Developers are freaking out.
In the old world, Code Mentor's marketing team might see that the next morning. They hold a meeting, write a script, hire an editor. 3 days later, they put out a video.
And by then, everyone has moved on or fixed it.
Exactly. In the API world, the system detects the spike. High negative sentiment, Python security flaw. Urgent. It triggers the deep research agent.
The agent goes out, reads the technical reports, finds the patch notes.
And then automatically generates a market alert video or audio update. Breaking news, critical flaw in Python library X. Here is how to fix it.
And the call to action.
Don't want to risk your code base. Hire a Python security expert on CodeMentor today to patch this for you.
And this happens in minutes.
Minutes. It positions CodeMentor not just as a place to hire people, but as a primary source of news, a solution provider. They own the narrative before anyone else has even had their morning coffee.
That is sophisticated. Now, we touched on audio earlier, but I want to go deeper into this audio revolution. The sources compare Auto Content API to Google's Notebook LM.
Yeah, Notebook LM has been a viral sensation. It creates these audio overviews. Two AI hosts chatting about a document. It's incredibly engaging.
It makes dry material digestible.
Totally. I mean, people are listening to 20-minute AI podcasts about their insurance policies because of it.
But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You have to manually upload files. Businesses need workflows.
They need automation. So Code Mentor could use this API to create something like a daily developer briefing.
A daily podcast.
Why not? They set up an automated scan of TechCrunch, Hacker News, and GitHub trending repos every morning. The API ingests that text, converts it into a multi-speaker dialogue script host and expert style, kind of like us right now, and generates the audio.
And the distribution.
That's the kicker. The API integrates with hosting platforms. It distributes the episode automatically to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, without a human ever touching an RSS feed.
You essentially have a daily media company running on autopilot. But there is another layer to this that I think is the killer app for Code Mentor specifically. Localization.
Oh, this is the global expansion lever. Code Mentor is a global platform. A mentor might be in Brazil, a student in Japan, another in Germany.
And the API supports over 50 languages.
So imagine Code Mentor has a hit piece of content in English. Let's say how to ace a technical interview at Google.
That's a universal need. Everyone wants to know that, whether you're in Bangalore or Boston.
Right. But if you only publish in English, you're missing half the world. With the API, they can take that source asset and instantly generate native audio versions in Spanish, Mandarin, Hindi, Portuguese.
And we aren't talking about basic robotic text-to-speech, are we?
No. The sources emphasize voice cloning and advanced voice engineering. The voices are described as natural, steady, and believable.
So they can maintain the brand identity. The voice of Code Mentor sounds the same in Berlin as it does in Boston.
Exactly. This effectively multiplies their total addressable market, their TAM overnight. They don't need to hire a content team in Germany to have a German audio presence.
It just removes language as a barrier to entry. That is fascinating.
It really is. It's about leveraging assets you already have. You wrote the script once. Why limit it to one language?
So, looking at the big picture here, the sources break down the economics of automation, and the savings are just, they're hard to ignore.
The comparison is stark. We said a human-produced podcast is $150 to $500. The API is 10 cents to 2 euros. That is a greater than 99% savings.
And for video shorts, it's over 92% savings.
But again, don't get hung up on just the savings. It's what the savings unlock. That financial efficiency is what makes the long-tail strategy possible.
Right. If a piece of content costs $500, it needs to get 10,000 views to be worth it.
But if it costs 10 cents, it only needs to bring in one user, one click. And it's profitable.
That's the key takeaway for me. It democratizes attention. You can finally afford to serve the small communities, the Verilog users, the Haskell users, because the cost of entry is near zero.
It's a shift from scarcity logic to abundance logic in content marketing.
Before we wrap up, I want to touch on the integration aspect. The sources mentioned this is an API-first philosophy.
Right. It's designed to be headless.
Explain headless for the non-developers listening.
It means it doesn't necessarily have a front-end interface you log into. You trigger it via code, or you use no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier. It just operates in the background.
There is an example in the source about a blog-to-podcast workflow. CodeMentor uses WordPress, right?
Most likely, or a similar CMS. And the API has a WordPress plugin. So picture this workflow. A developer writes a blog post about the future of AI. They hit publish.
And then what?
That single click triggers a cascade. The plugin automatically generates the audio version and embeds it at the top of the post. It creates a video teaser and sends it to the social media manager. It updates the podcast RSS feed.
All from one click?
All from one click. It shifts the workflow from linear, where one person does one thing, then hands it to the next to parallel, where one input creates many assets simultaneously.
Okay, so to summarize our simulation, by using Auto Content API, Code Mentor could theoretically flood the market with high-quality multimodal content.
Text, audio, video.
For every single one of their thousands of coding niches.
And they could do it at a fraction of the cost of human production, effectively drowning out competitors who are still stuck in the manual production cycle.
It's a compelling case. It really shifts the idea of content from being a creative project to being a data transformation task.
That's the phrase that stuck with me. Building an infrastructure where content ships itself.
But as we always do, I want to leave our listeners with a bit of a provocative thought. We've talked about how amazing this efficiency is. It's faster, cheaper, scalable.
Oh.
But here is the question. In a future where an API can generate a verified, research-backed video about a complex coding concept in seconds, does the value of that content go down?
It's the supply and demand curve. If supply becomes infinite, price or value trends towards zero.
Exactly. Yeah. So if the value of the information drops, what happens to the value of the human connection, the actual mentor on Code Mentor?
That is the ultimate question. I think as AI content floods the world, trusted, human guidance becomes the premium product. We might be automating the content so we can charge more for the human.
Something to think about. When information is free, wisdom becomes expensive. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the mechanics of automated growth. We'll see you next time.
See you then.